Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Angus for your 11 a.m. news. Starting off with local news, the NRL's decision to move the Dolphins versus the Rabbitohs games to Sydney has drawn criticism from some players and their partners. Bree Nikorima, wife of the Dolphins half-player Cody Nikorima, has criticized the rugby league organization, saying that by merely moving the match, it will see players' family stuck in the path of a cyclone with no support. Bree said that despite being pregnant with two kids in a flood-prone area, she was offered no assistance from the sporting code. The AFL has taken a different approach. Instead, they are postponing the Lions versus Geelong match that was set to play at the Gabba this Saturday. In more local news, concerns for Brisbane's rough sleepers have been raised by charity groups who claim Tropical Cyclone Alfred puts thousands of lives at risk. Charities have urged Brisbane City Council to open up evacuation centers to house the city's rough sleeper population. Northwest Community Group founder Paul Slater says charities are yet to receive clear information from the council on emergency accommodation. Brisbane City Council and Moreton Bay Council have referred the matter to the Department of Housing. In national news, the New South Wales Education Department had confirmed that more than 100 schools will remain closed until at least Friday. As of Wednesday morning, parts of the northern New South Wales coast were already experiencing heavy rain squalls and strong southeasterly winds. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns stated that resources are being shared across the region with a significant deployment of emergency services to the northern rivers. Minns urged residents to purchase essential supplies but cautioned against panic buying. He also highlighted the importance of following emergency service advice and avoiding driving in flooded areas.
New South Wales police have arrested a second Bankstown hospital nurse over an anti-Semitic video threatening the lives of Israeli patients. On Tuesday, the police charged Ahmed Rashad Nadir with offences including possession of an illicit drug and using a carriage service to harass, offend and threaten. In the video, Mr. Nadir is heard saying he would send Israeli patients to hell. He has been granted conditional bail and is scheduled to appear in court later this month. Earlier this month, Sarah Abu Labdeh was also charged after she allegedly boasted about refusing to treat Israeli patients and threatened to kill them. In international news, two NASA astronauts are coming home this month after being stranded in space since June. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams originally planned for an 8-day mission, but experienced difficulties after their spacecraft was deemed unsafe for the journey home. The two are waiting for replacements from the International Space Station next week before they can leave. Miss Williams said the 9-month wait was hardest for their families and she couldn't wait to be reunited with her Labrador retrievers. For your weather today, a cyclone warning is in place for southeast Queensland with heavy gusts of wind expected throughout today. Flood warnings are also in place for parts of southeast Queensland with an expected rainfall of 45 millimetres over the next 12 hours. The fire danger is high. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. That's all your news for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.